Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
I don't know if you caught what Caitlin Clark and Kelsey Mitchell did against Dallas Sunday to open up the month of September. 64 points, 10 three-pointers between them. Clark had 12 assists, Mitchell 6 rebounds. So between them, that wasn't a bad line, huh? And here we are, 17-16, the Indiana Fever, over 500 for the first time in 8 years, on a four-game winning streak and hosting the L.A. Sparks tonight at Gamebridge, 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. A little wrong, really, since the Olympic break. The Fever are 6-1, and Clark and Mitchell, well, I tell you, they're the talk of the WNBA.
Like, she knows what to expect. She knows how things are going to go. And I think more than anything, like, we are just starting to understand each other much better. Like, we could just make eye contact, and she knows to go back door. She knows to come and get the ball. Like, that just comes with playing with one another. So she's playing so well right now, just as good as anybody in this league. So I feel very lucky and fortunate to have her by my side.
Yeah, we're really fortunate enough to watch these two play along with the rest of the Fever. And tonight, by the way, they open up a six-game homestand. Reds-Astros pregame at 6:10 tonight on the airways, trying to add to a two-game winning streak. Nick Martinez with the ball on the hill tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So for the first time this year, Bozeman City 11s play a home game as the South Panthers and the North Cougs welcome in the Terre Haute schools. Anthony Lindsay got his first varsity coaching win last week. The Cougars roughed up and shut out B&L 45-0. North blocked two punts. They forced a fumble on the third and returned 2 of 5 passes intercepted on the night for pick sixes.
You know, we're going to lean on our defense. There's a lot of experience there. Our defense is going to put us in the right situations and get us the ball back.
Well, I tell you what, for one player, he leaned on junior linebacker Ross Ogden. Have a game, Ross. He had a career night. 7 total tackles, 2 tackles for loss. He caused a fumble. He recovered one and returned it for a touchdown. He also had 2 interceptions. He returned one of those for a touchdown, and he also blocked a punt. Cougars will begin defense of its 2023 unbeaten Conference Indiana Championship hosting the Braves. North back into the top 10 at number 9. Bloomington South demoted to 11th after losing to Martinsville on the road last week. We'll have them on our broadcast game hosting Terre Haute North. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.